Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Pat Underwood. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Onyx Concepcion. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Derek Botelho. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Concepcion fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wilson scores. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's Tigers, 2, Royals, 2. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. White reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Otis moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Mike Armstrong now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Underwood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 1 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach juggles the ball. That's an error on Leach. Wilson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 3, Royals, 3. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Armstrong fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cabell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's Tigers, 4, Royals, 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from slot and he is safe. Cabell steals second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 2 in the game. Concepcion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Wilson moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Royals, 5. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 3 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with Armstrong covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 3 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and two walks. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 3 in the game. Slott hits a pop-up towards third. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Onyx Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 0 for 3 in the game. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Concepcion goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.